welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your Comedic Escapist podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. This is going to be my first time going live online with this, so pardon the pardon the difficulty. Well, if there's technical difficulties, pardon those. Again, still learning this whole thing, because again, this is something I want to try to do a little bit more on a regular basis. Want to have a once a month show, whether it be live here on the internet or through Zoom, which is what I'm hopefully going to be able to do starting very soon with the members of my Patreon page, which you can go check out at patreon.com/thestuffpodcastshow. If you are a member of the Stuff Podcast Show community, you will have the chance to be in my once a month live Zoom recorded episodes. So, and you will be on the podcast with me. You will be my guests. You all will be joining me in all the podcasting goodness. So that's the opportunity that you guys will have there. Okay. So if you are also looking online right now, be sure to just go ahead right now, go over to Instagram, follow me at The Stuff Podcast Show on Twitter. I am over at The Stuff at The Stuff IDW on Twitter, as well as Ruben Para is watching. What's up, Ru? What's up, Para? How's it going, bro? I'm going to send you a wave real quick on the Facebook. There you go. What's good? Anyway, so you can go ahead and find me over on Twitter. You can find me over on Instagram, also on Facebook, everywhere you want to. I am over there. And so you follow me there. That'll get you a chance to get on the podcast if you support and all of that fun stuff. So, again, there's some of you that are pretty early. Yes, I know I popped on early. I just want to make sure that everything was working properly. So we technically got 10 more minutes left, but I thought I'd shoot the breeze a little bit. And who knows, on this live, I might bring some folks in on the conversation. Unfortunately, it'll work on live. It won't work on the YouTubes, unfortunately. Oh, you know what I should do? See, this is why I start early. I'm going to go ahead and do this. Tab. I'm going to go on YouTube, actually. Can't close that one. I'm going to go on YouTube and actually, stream live on YouTube. Why didn't I think of that before? Set that up real quick. So I'm gonna go live on YouTube right now, actually, and set that up. So if there are some of you that are gonna be watching online, YouTube might be a better option for you. So don't be afraid to go there. That's okay. That's all right. But if you're on the go and you're not on YouTube, then stay with me here on the Grams. Stay with me on the Gram. Scott Young is watching. What's up, Unc? How you doing? So if you guys aren't following me on YouTube right now, too, you can go on The Stuff Podcast Show on YouTube and follow me there. I'm actually going to go live on there in a moment and get that going as well, so that it'll be a lot easier. I might go ahead and actually end what I was going to do at first, so that that'll be easier. Go live. All right. I'm going live on the YouTubes. This will be interesting to see. I'm actually going to keep this going for a moment to see if my Zoom will record the YouTube as well. I'm curious. To start streaming, allow access. Yes, allowed. Y'all. Okay, watching you do your thing. I'm proud of you. Appreciate it, Uncle. Hi, Emma. How's it going? So I got folks on YouTube, on Instagrams right now. You start streaming, allow access. Yeah, so it looks like Zoom is not going to let me do this. So let me stop recording on Zoom. Okay. Exit full screen. End meeting. I'm glad I... Okay, end meeting for all. Okay, so I'm going to go live on the tubes. Let's see here. Yeah. Yeah, it won't let me do it on that. Let me set this up really quick. Stuff. Next, 3, 2, smile for a thumbnail. Ding. All right. It's like taking forever with one. All right. Okay, cool. Viewers waiting. Okay. So look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. So you can go over to the Stuff Podcast Show on YouTube. I started streaming there. So that is probably going to be, that'll be an option for you guys too. Kind of happy with that actually. Anyways. So how you doing, Amy? Seeing you. That's one of my number one fans right there. Appreciate it. One of the number ones. And my uncle here. Right here. What's good, man? Let's see. Alright. Going live. Okay, 5:57. You know what? I'm going to start the show. I'm going to start the show. I got, you know, prepping for a podcast is hard work. It's fun work. It's work that I really enjoy because podcasting is definitely one of my passions. But, yeah, it's a lot of work. If you don't know what you're doing, it's going to be rough. All right. So, yeah, moving some stuff around, getting things situated still, always a work in process, but you know what? Deal with it. Deal with it. So, anyways, so I'm just going to go ahead and get started. Everyone, thank you so much for joining me on the first live Stuff Podcast Show episode. I am streaming on 3 multiple platforms right now. I'm streaming on Facebook. I am streaming on Instagram, and I am streaming on the YouTubes right now. So if you have all 3 of those platforms, go ahead and subscribe to all 3 so that you'll never miss when I go live the next time. The next time I will probably go live will be in a month from now, whether it be through a Zoom meeting where I'm going to be inviting select fans to join me in a Zoom chat where you will all actually be on the podcast with me and just having a good time shooting the breeze, having a good time and talking. So if you want to have an opportunity to be a part of that, make sure you subscribe to all 3 of those. I also wanted to announce too that today, in celebration of doing the podcast live, I am doing a giveaway. Okay, so it is literally a grab bag of stuff. Yeah, a grab bag of stuff. It sounds cliche, but that's a part of my shtick, and I enjoy it, and I think it's funny. Okay, so whatever. So I got some good prizes. It's going to be a tote bag of some goodies. I got some stuff from gift cards from Starbucks, Amazon. I got some, as you can see, I've got a Stuff Podcast Show hoodie on. I've also got t-shirts. I'm going to be putting some of that stuff in the grab bag as well. But the most important thing, especially during these times of interesting times of uncertainty and fear, people are worried that there's not a lot of people out there willing to take care of themselves, or people wanting to take care of them. So you know who's got you? Your boy, the Stuff Podcast Show. I got you. I'm going to help you out. COVID-19 ain't going to hold you or your game down. So what I'm going to add to the grab bag is some quarantine stuff. People, don't ever say Stuff Podcast don't care about you and your health. Don't say that, because it ain't true. It's not true. So we're going to have some quarantine supplies. Yes, it's going to be a quest. It's been a quest getting that stuff. But you know, you're going to get your hand sanitizer. That's like it's worth its weight in gold. Okay? Hand sanitizer. You got some toilet paper. I don't got mounds and towers of toilet paper. Okay? But I got some stuff. Okay? Yeah. I got some stuff. Toilet paper. You're going to get some masks. You know? You know, don't say I don't care. Because I do. I do. I love you. I want my loyals to be healthy. I want you guys to come out of this on top. And I also want you to be able to say, hey, Stuff Podcast Show cared enough to make sure I was healthy and I was safe. Okay? Yeah. So, anyway, that idea actually for the giveaway was one given to me by a coworker who is one of my number one fans, Miss Amy. Appreciate you for the idea. I thought it was great. I thought it'd be super cool. So, I added some stinking quarantine stuff. LaTanya Baptist on Facebook. Tanya Baptiste Young. Hello. Hello. How are you? Welcome to the stuff. feel free to chat. I'm going to do my best to look around at all the chats because I'm doing multiple things at the same time. I'm super multitasking. Feel free to leave comments. But to get along with the show today, we're going to be talking about a couple of things. On Instagram, I mentioned a comment about pet peeves. On the Instagram story, I left a question. I said, what are some of your biggest pet peeves that you guys have? Everybody's got pet peeves. Everybody's got things they can't stand and can't hate. There were some folks who responded, and I've got some of my own that I want to go over as well. Another thing I wanted to talk about today, I was watching the battle between Babyface and Teddy Riley. Anybody who knows me knows I am a huge fan of music, and I love it. And Babyface and Teddy Riley, the battle there is one of those things that was just out of this world. But as I got on and watched that, I saw Sarah V is watching. Hey, Miss Sarah, how you doing? Hello. As I was watching that, you know, after the documentaries, after that show was over, I went in and started looking up more stuff. I was looking up New Kids on the Block. I was looking up all kinds of stuff. And I fell down a rabbit hole, and then I found this documentary called Boy Band Con. And I'm going to have to talk about that, because that was, wow. Okay, so I'm going to talk about that a little bit, as well as dumb stuff on the internet. I like to peruse Twitters, I like to peruse the internet to find dumb stories of people doing things all over the world that they have the audacity to put on the internet to just show that, wow, okay. Wow, interesting. Over on the YouTube channel, I got Buckaroo Brothers Productions saying that they love the interview they did with Joe Gillis about a year ago. Oh, man, thank you. I really appreciate that. Joe is a really cool and fun dude. I had a really good time talking with him, finding out about Beyond Geek. I really hope, you know, down the line they bring back and do some more shows, because that was a really fun program. You don't see a lot of TV like that nowadays. So I think it'd be awesome if Beyond Geek came back and did some cool things. So see? Good news. Like that. All right. And so So going back to the giveaway, like I said, I'm doing a giveaway that I'm going to be doing. Here's the stipulation. Here's all I'm asking. It's simple. Stick around. Because the winner is going to be on one of these three platforms. YouTube's, Instagram, or Facebook. So, with that being said, I'm going to be choosing a winner from one of you guys. And I will be sending that to you if you are the winner. Yeah, that's it. It's simple. It's easy. I'm not going to have you like I did with my other giveaway. You know, you got to invite 50 friends and tell them why they like the show and you know, if they could change the world, why they need to change the world and how they would do it. You don't got to do all that, you know. You don't have to. Just be here. Just be here, watch the show, stick around, hang out with me for a while and get your opportunity to win some cool stuff from the stuff. Okay? So, anyways, pet peeves. I'm going to go through first what I took down. Of course, I took down some notes because you always got to write stuff down. It'd be stupid if you don't. It's not a smart thing to do, not to write down things because, you know, you lose track of your life. So, on Instagram, because that's where I asked the question about pet peeves. So, some people's pet peeves. I got one from someone where they said, people not answering questions on social media, but promoting themselves. That's something I go through all the time. I actually put this question up, okay? And it didn't answer the question. We said, hey, I don't have a question, but I would love to do business with you. That's not what I asked you for. If I wanted to do business with you, I would have called you up or contacted you through a chat or something, and we'd have did business together. I don't want to do all that. I didn't ask you for all that. Don't come at me with, you know, who I want. That's an immediate block. That's an immediate block. Don't do that. I'm not down. Okay? Just don't. Don't do that. That's annoying. That is annoying. From one of my fellow coworkers out in Sacramento, Mercedes. She works at the DMV just like I do. Those of you who watch the show sees that. Has known that I have stories about the DMV on a semi-regular basis. So I will have some experiences every once in a while that I talk about. And one of my fellow coworkers talked about customers that know more about your job than you do. Let me go in on this for a second, people. Okay, stop it. Stop. Stop doing it. You don't work for DMV. You know, so when you come in and say, yeah, I'm going to come in and pay my registration, and I tell you that you have to do certain things, don't fight with me about it, please. Don't fight with us. It's not what we want to do. You guys don't want to be there. We kind of don't want to be there either, so we're trying to make this situation, we're trying to make the transaction go as fast as we can, okay? We're trying to make things just really soup, in and out, you know, cool. The less time you argue with us and just do what we ask, that's cool. Jose Zavala is watching. What's up, cutie? How you doing, man? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. That cutie, man, that's an inside joke. Don't read into stuff. Don't do that. That's an inside joke. Me and my man, Jose. I'm glad you're on the show, bro. Watching me. That's cool. Super excited. LaTanya Baptiste Young, she says, pet peeve, someone chewing with their mouth open. You know what's funny about people chewing with their mouth open? A lot of people have that pet peeve. People, so if that's the case, you must have a very hateful penchant towards ASMR videos, because I know there's some videos out there where people, that's all they do, you know, those, and they're, to me, they're kind of creepy, you know, they got the food and they're, you know, all, right now my microphone is all, so if I went up really close to the microphone like that, you know, people don't like that. People don't like that. It's creepy. It's weird. It ain't right. And so, yeah, I could agree with mouth chewing loud being an issue. My son is a huge hater of the loud chewer. He gets extremely angry, extremely angry. And actually, you see him get angry, it's kind of entertaining. But, yeah, he hates that with a passion. That is a no-go. So I can see how that is annoying. I got some more Facebook folks coming on. I got more folks on my Facebook coming on. Which is nice. Carmadine, how are you? Hello. Sent you a wave and I'm giving you a wave. Hello. Hi. Welcome to the Stuff Podcast Show. So let's see here. All right. So yeah, don't chew with your mouth open. It's rude and it's nasty too. And every time I've been around people with to chew with their mouth open, you know, sometimes too, for some reason, the mouth has extra water in it. And then they got the white spit. Okay. I'm not going to go for that. That's foul. But yeah, that's disgusting. Another one of my listeners had another pet peeve. People invading personal bubble space. Agreed. I don't know you. Okay? So, if I don't know you... I'm a very sociable person. I like being around people. I love people. Being in this quarantine right now, it's a hard thing. It's a tough road to hoe. Actually, after this quarantine, I might be okay with somebody being up in the face, like, right up here. For a little bit. I might be okay with that. For about 36 seconds, okay? That might be something I'd be down with for a short period of time after quarantine, because my body has adapted for however many days I'm going to be in this quarantine. It's been an additional number of seconds that I'll allow you to be right up in here, all up in my stuff. But other than that, if I don't know you, don't come up here. We don't have that kind of relationship. Okay. We don't have that kind of bond. Okay. No, you're not family. I'm not married, so you ain't my girlfriend or my wife. You're not a woman. Don't do it. You're not a cute baby, because babies can't help it. Babies have to get in your grill. They have to be right here. I mean, babies invade your space even more when they start bam, hitting you and stuff. You know, that's because they don't know better. You know, that's okay. But you know, don't do that. My aunt's talking about people who stand next to you and act like you're not there. That, you know, that happens more at a grocery store than anything that I've noticed, or like a convenience store. You know, you're sitting there, you're looking at the M&Ms, and all of a sudden, and you feel their presence. It's like the force. You feel the force behind you. Like, there's a disturbance. You turn around and there's a booty right there, or something that you didn't want to see, or somebody. And if you go to Walmart, oh, forget it. There's all kinds of strangeness that happens there, and then act like they didn't see you there. So I agree with you, Unc, right there, man. That ain't cool. That ain't cute. Stop it. You know I'm there. Give me the space. Be respectful of my space, please. Okay. Stop acting like we ain't. I'm not there, cause I'm there. Okay. So stop it. Another pet peeve of mine, this is another one from the same guest, or from the same person who had the invading personal space, but is also a pet peeve of mine too. And it's funny because it's become a pet peeve more recently. I'm a texter, okay? You text me, I'm your boy, I text you right back. It seems like I don't have a life. I just text you back, especially if I'm not busy and I'm not doing that at that very second. Text you back. But group chats, listen, don't put me in a group chat if all you're going to be doing is sending me unnecessary memes and stuff like that. Now, that's not to say that I don't have a group chat. I do have a group chat with certain people, with special select people who know the rules and are like, don't text me at night unless you're playing a prank on me, which needs to still also be balanced. Or I know you extremely well, okay, and it's extremely necessary, okay? I'm in like two group chats right now. And every once in a while, me and another friend, it's like three of us in one and four of us in another one. See, limited, small numbers. But you have me in this grandiose chat. You know, like 10, 86 people in a chat. And then all y'all decide y'all just want to start texting at the same time for some ridiculous reason. Don't do that, please. Don't do that. That gets me... Ooh. Right here. Don't do that. And it goes bling, 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 bling. If you have your notifications on or whatever the case is, it just keeps going off. And it always seems to happen when you want to lay down and go to sleep. And then you have your phone because you're trying to be a disciplined person, right? You're like, okay, I'm going to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to wake up at 5. I'm going to get going. I'm going to have my routine started. So in order to get up out of the bed, I'm going to set my phone way over there and I'm going to have to get up. So then once I'm up, you know, I can't go back into bed, right? So I'm going to keep my phone over here, right? Discipline, right? But it always that one night when the group chat want to go off. It's always that night, and it is annoying. And the group chat wants to go off. Your phone is way over there, so it's just going off, and you sit in bed like, you just don't. If you get in a 10-person chat, my advice to you all that are watching now, Facebook, Instagram, YouTubes, get off the chat. Be like, please delete me from this chat. Don't be on a group chat during quarantine, during COVID-19. Please, I'm telling you from personal experience, okay? You will get texts of every worst thing possible if you get on a chat about COVID-19 with a bunch of people. The worst thing you could ever do, because all you're going to be doing is getting a bunch of fear and terrible stories and opinions down here. Joe and Faith Guzman, what's up? How you guys doing? Send you a wave on Facebook, bleep. Hi guys. It's the worst thing ever. You just keep going on and on and sending crazy stories about, oh yeah, there was, you know, a baby got caught in a dumpster and the dumpster had COVID-19 in it and the baby thought she was healed but then they died and then all of a sudden the baby came back, and so make sure you wash your hands and wear a mask. What? Like, how? What's that got to do with me? Just wash your hands. I said this in a podcast a while ago. Wash your hands, wash your butt. I don't need anything else. Are you, because you all scared and don't know how to handle it, telling me how to handle COVID-19? I don't. So don't do that in a group chat, because you asking for a world of hurt. A world of hurt. Yeah, Buckaroo Brothers says, I delete the conversations, and it happens on Facebook a lot. You get a lot of folks on the chat sites. You know, I know your Reddits, even on Instagram sometimes, but I know more so on Facebook, YouTubes, all of those, where people are just going in on all the little whatever stories or facts they think they found out. It's ridiculousness, you know. And I'm gonna get a little bit more into that later on with the dumb stuff I found on the internet, because COVID-19 stupidity just is continuing to prevail. And I'm gonna talk about something too that's actually kind of bothering me. I don't talk about religion or politics on my show. They're very divisive things. However, when it comes to stupidity, I have to bring it up, because, and it's not politics, it's not a political thing, it's just outright stupidity. And it's kind of it's a trap, as Captain Tarples from Star Wars would say. I mean, Admiral Akbar, I'm sorry. Ooh, don't, please, Star Wars fans, don't get mad. Admiral Akbar, okay, it's a trap. Don't do it. I'll talk about that in just a moment, so stick around for that. So anyways, I'm gonna give the floor to you guys for a millisecond to type in some of your pet peeves for me before I move on. Why? Because I want you guys to be a part of the show too. I think it'd be kind of neat, right? Anyways, so I'm gonna talk to some folks here for a quick second. Joe and Faith, it has been forever since I seen you guys. How are you guys doing? You guys doing good? I see your pictures still on Instagram. You guys look so cute, going strong. Hope everything is great out in Santa Rosa for you guys. It gets annoying, Balver, on the YouTubes. It gets annoying when they give you videos on it too. Yeah, exactly. You didn't ask for these videos. If I wanted education on COVID-19 and everything that's going on, I could just watch the news. And I've been staying away from the news, honestly, because a lot of it is fear-mongering. You know, it's not positive. It's not something that's going to keep me. And I'm already tripping out and having to be in the house. You know, and then people out here losing their minds, losing it. So now you're going to tell me, now, you know, you're going to send me, you know, a videotape of a salamander that's now got COVID-19. I don't need to know that. That don't benefit me. That don't help me in no kind of way. Get out. I'm done. So, yeah. So delete the messages. We don't want them. We don't want that here. Don't send us no more messages, please. Okay. Okay, so no more pet peeves. You guys ain't talking to me no more, so I'm gonna move on to the next subject. So going all the way around, so music, I'm a huge music lover, and I had started watching, well, a big thing was going on, Teddy Riley and Babyface went on Versus.com and had a music battle where they battled back and forth and doing their hits. It was awesome. It was super cool. The playlist is actually on Spotify. In the show notes on the YouTube page and on Twitter, I'm going to go ahead and put that link to that video there. No, I'm not getting sponsored. Who cares? I want you guys to listen to some great music and get some throwbacks to the good jams. I mean, they was playing some tracks left and right that was just hitting. I was like, oh my God. Oh, that song is so wonderful. Yeah. And you know how music has a special place in a lot of people's heart. For me, music is connected to a lot of memories. So when I was listening to and watching the show, man, these fellas was putting up these jams and just memories were just flooding back to, you know, back when I was in middle school, when I was in high school, all of those things. It was really cool. And so going forward with that, I had ended up thinking Buckaroo Brothers, love the podcast, think it's awesome. Thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate that. Spread the word. If you like it, tell your friends about me. I want to get more folks active in the community and watching more of the podcast. YouTube, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. Let them know. Anyways, as I was saying before, after I watched that, you know, it got me in a music jones of just listening to more older music. I went ham today. I went back and looked at New Kids on the Block stuff. I went back and looked at Debbie Gibson. I went back and looked at Naughty by Nature. I went to all of that. And then I found a documentary that is produced by Lance Bass Productions called The Boy Band Con. And this is a story about Ron Perlman, who was the manager of NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, and all of the big time acts big time acts for all these major boy bands. Now, dude, this guy, I mean, we all know the dude got arrested. He ended up dying, I think it was like in 2016. But man, this dude was in some stuff. He was, in the way he manipulated the whole Ponzi scheme, because I guess it was a Ponzi scheme. Dude was acting like he had an airline, but he's like, yeah, I have Transcontinental Airlines, but he had no planes. How you have an airline but don't have no planes, dude? It comes to find out, dude took, I kid you not, dude had a friend who had a model of a 747 plane, and what he would do is he would take his friend's model, and he would hold it in such a way. And he would take pictures with it. Click. And he would hold it to where it looked like the plane was taking off from a runway. So he was using tricks of perspective on the pictures. I mean, on the pictures and with the model and everything to make it look like, you know, the plane was taking off. Or he'd have one where the plane was landing. It was like, but he held it in a way where you didn't see his fingers. I mean... I was like, bruh, like, he's really trying to sell it. And he did for quite a long time. He stole a bunch of people's money. This dude was a criminal through and through. And he was like, he reminded me, the way he was talking about it, reminded me of the Kingpin. You know, from the Marvel Comics, Daredevil, all that stuff. He reminded me like a Kingpin, but shorter and more jovial until you started messing with his money, you know? And the things that these groups went through, these families, you know, that lost all their money, it was rough. And this dude was obviously a blatant, hands down, through and through sociopath. He did not care about the emotions of anybody. The groups he managed, the people under his employ, the people who invested in his company, nobody. He did not care. He did not care. And how they found this dude was eaten in the Bahamas. Caught him at an all-you-can-eat buffet. And his big behind was sitting at a table just chowing down. It was probably, if I had to guess, he looks like a grits dude. It's probably some grits and some ribs or something. And dude was just going to town, man. He was just going in. They got him pausing the picture like this. Like, his eyes was closed because he was feeling it. His soul as he was eating. He like, you know, just going in. And right next to him was two FBI agents just ready to put the shaklak. You know, just on his things, man. I was like, bruh, And he was running for quite a while too, after he figured out what had happened. You know, once he was about to get caught, he dipped out the United States, ran in a bunch of different countries. He went to Ireland, he went to England, he was everywhere, Bahamas, all of it. He was Audi 5. But they finally caught that dude. The dude went to jail and was still trying to plead innocent. You get some people with money, it's a shame, because they act like they get this sense of power or this sense of entitlement where they feel like they can do whatever they want. And it's crazy, in my opinion, the wicked mind that people can develop because of money. You know, they say that money is the root of all evil. And I'm not saying that money is evil, but that attitude that forms when you have that money, when you have that desire to just accumulate more, when just what you have is not enough, when you're not content, you know, you turn into somebody like that. That's just completely and utterly just evil. Just not caring about people, not caring about their fellow man, not caring about anybody around them, you know? So it was a shame. It was crazy. And it's funny, they were interviewing a bunch of people who were all in the boy bands. There was folks from NSYNC, there was folks from O-Town, Backstreet Boys, and some other girl groups that I ain't even never heard of. It's like a group called Innocence. Like, I don't know who that is. And I'm pretty good with the groups back then. I didn't know who in the heck these people were. LFO, I barely heard about them. They were like the tail end of the boy band era. They were annoying as all get out. But yeah, they were there. But they had their individual stories about Lou Pearlman and the things that he did and how charming of a guy he was, as all sociopaths are, right? They put on that mask, right? And, you know, how he did go. But then when you started messing with their money, he turned. He just, like, went cold. You know, went from to, you know, just not a good dude. And all kinds of just crazy things the dude was doing. And yeah, it was I guess that's something I just can't fathom, just having that type of attitude and just not having that kind of care for people and not caring about what your actions are gonna do to people like that. You know, so dude ended up going to jail. Dude pled innocent all the way through. Or no, he didn't plead innocent. He pled guilty, but he tried to act like he was still innocent. Like, come on, bro. Like, come on, dog. Like, you know, you ain't gonna. Yeah. So dude ended up dying in jail. I don't know if it was due to heart failure. I missed that part. I don't know if it's because he committed suicide, whatever. He knew he wasn't gonna get out. I don't know, but if you guys get the chance, watch it. I think it was a pretty good documentary, actually. It was cool, and everybody they interviewed had their side. There was one dude in particular. There's one star that I honestly can't stand. He was terrible. This was Nick Carter's brother, from Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. His youngest brother, Aaron Carter, was on there, and this cat was just unhinged. He was taking his side. He was taking Lou Pearlman's side. He was just like, you know, you're telling everyone all these bad things, and it's just not true. It's not true. The dude was unhinged. He was done. He was, you know, he was probably taking that some, you know, that stuff to you just tell. Probably was. But he was backing him up till he died. He was like, he was crying and stuff. He was crying. He was like a mild R. Kelly during the interview. You know, he's just like just crying and sobbing, snotting. He was legit snotting. If you guys watch the documentary, the dude was snotting on national television. And he's like, I gotta go, guys. You know, he made it all about him. You know, just wrecked. It's just, wow. A train wreck, this dude. So anyways, it's called The Boy Band Con. It's on YouTube. So find that there. The Boy Band Con, the story of Lou Pearlman there. So yeah. So when you're on YouTube, be careful of the rabbit hole. You find some fascinating stuff, but sometimes you find some good, interesting things most of the time, hopefully. Just watch your viewing. And yeah. So another segment I want to jump into is dumb stuff on the internet. Now jumping back to the COVID-19 thing I was talking about a little bit earlier, You know, now apparently, because of an off comment that the president made, on national television, mistakenly, the dude, okay, if you're president of the United States, don't go up to the podium where you're going to be talking to the mass public, and don't go up to the podium talking casually to someone else. Don't do that. Don't do that. Okay? And that's what happened. Dude walked up and said, yeah, so somebody had somebody, it was something to the effect of, I guess, you inject a serum into somebody, inject something and it cleans it out, it flushes it out. Maybe we could do something like this for the coronavirus, like that, where you could take a chemical and flush it out like that. And it got twisted and misconstrued and all that into people thinking that you could take bleach and put it in your body and you'll cure yourself of the COVID-19. When all you do in reality is just kill yourself of the because of the COVID-19. And you just sit back and you just wonder, like, how are these people adults? You know, I mean, since when has it ever? I mean, on the bottles it says do not ingest physically. If you do, call the poison control center. Nobody even remembers the poison control center. You know, and they still exist because nobody ever talks about them. Yes, people are dumb, Newlands. Yes, I agree. Hi, too, by the way. Thank you for joining me. Lysol. It was Lysol, and then now the memes are coming out, you know, like crazy. There's this one meme that I saw this dude, like, it's not funny, but it is funny, but it isn't. Dude's lying in the bed, okay, in his hospital bed, and he's got hooked up Clorox and Lysol hooked up to the IVs and stuff. And I'm just like, bruh. You know, it was like, man, that is crazy. That's terrible. But you know, when you're the president of the United States, you can't have conversations with your boys rolling up to the mic. You just don't do that. You don't have the conversations that you're having with your mom or your best friend and roll up to the public mic with that, because everything you say that comes out your mouth is going to go on record, number one, and everybody's going to take it at face value. That's exactly what happened. This dude just said a casual comment, and the media said, oh, he wants people to check themselves with Lysol, and it backfired. You can't do that. You can't. Another thing that I saw on the internet, and this was actually found on a website. Let me see here. The website that I found this on was called mirror.co.uk. Yeah, I went to the UK. And you know why I went to the UK? It's because I found out there's some folks in the UK that listen to my show and rock with the Stuff Podcast show. So I appreciate that. Hey, Seasons Web Mitchell. Hey, Seasons. How you doing, girl? Wave. Hi. Good to see you. Thank you for watching. Thanks for coming to Stuff Podcast. Since they were even questioning him too. Yeah. Yeah. And again, that's a situation where I don't think he was saying, you know, hey, I think it's a good idea for everyone to inject themselves with Lysol to get rid of the virus. He wasn't saying none of that. He was just, he was having a conversation with his boy in the back, like, hey, man, dude, for real, he got rid of that. Hey, he should, you know what? They should put that in people's veins or something, man. That could clear that up, probably clear that up right away, huh? And get rid of it on surfaces. Why not in the body? you know, and that's what happened. He got caught. You can't do that. Look at that. Instagram falling out on me, man. I got to go back live again. Give me one quick second. This is the thing. This is a deal with live, boy. You got a deal. Deal with the liveness. Yeah. Hey guys, I'm back live again on Instagram. Sorry, I had to cut real quick because Instagram is limited in their lifetime. Got forgot about that. Now I got to remember that for next time. It's like 45 minutes. Anyway, you can't be going on the internet doing that. You can't be doing that. You can't be going on the internet and you can't be going on live television talking with your boy about stuff. You go mess around here, get embarrassed, and get yourself in a situation that you can't get out of. And people are so desperate for a leader now that, you know, they're just everything face value. And it's sad. It's sad because of the fear that people have. It's a trip. The second thing I want to talk about. So like I was saying before, we got cut off on mirror.co.uk. I found a story where TAS Custom Clothing Joe, what's up, dude? How you doing? Wave. I'm giving out waves. Waves and waves on the gram. Waves in the gram. On that site, on the site, so a woman. Imagine this. Imagine this scenario. You're driving down the street. You're going to work. You have a great day. You know, you asserted yourself at work. You know, you got that promotion that you wanted. You know, you're talking to people. You're having a great day. You know, you're driving down the street. It's a nice sunny day. You're going home to your family and your kids and your children. Can't wait to see your husband or your wife because, you know, it's been all day. It's been about 8 hours. You know, I want to see them. Sweetie, hi. And you go to a stoplight. Okay. Usually at a stoplight, you got bus stops. You know, you wave at the people at the bus stop. But, and then there's ads and things on there, right? Imagine seeing an ad where it's you and your family, and the ad says that you and your family died of coronavirus. I shouldn't be laughing, but that's funny. That's funny. It's like, how do you, oh my God, I'm dead? Like, would you question yourself? I would. I'm going to read it directly from the site here because I got it pulled up because it was like, wow. So a mom felt upset and violated. This happened in the UK, by the way. It says a mom felt upset and violated after spotting a photo of her family had been used in an online ad alongside a message saying they had died. I shouldn't be laughing. I should not be laughing. I'm not going to say her name. Sarah A. spent days dealing with concerned calls from family and friends who saw the Facebook post. So this is also on Facebook, which suggested they had passed away after catching the coronavirus at church. So the Lord gave this family the coronavirus. I can't. So the lovely snap had been taken for the family to send out as a holiday card, but had been used as a part of a video to advertise face masks. I should be laughing. If hell was real, I'd be going there. That's like that. Oh man, I'm laughing. That's not cool. I shouldn't be laughing, but this is funny. But it's sad. It's like the thing is, it's the lies of everything that's going on. Again, fear. I mean, in the media and, you know, everybody is taking advantage of whatever they can, however they can, to spread their propaganda about all kinds of stuff. So story continues, said it's on the forefront of everybody's mind in the news and everything, and how quickly it's taking lives. It could so clearly be true to people. It was upset. It was violating. I don't know how I could have prevented this, or I would have. I know how you could have prevented it. Stop giving out your pictures to strangers. Like, find out where people work at, because obviously somebody got a hold of that picture, or they friends on your Facebook page, and they went to your Facebook page and said, oh, that's a cute picture, that's a nice handsome family, let's go ahead and use that as part of our campaign to have everybody wear masks. We'll say they died. And nobody's going to look them up. Nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to, you know, it's a random family. Nobody knows them. And nobody's going to care. They didn't count on that woman coming home from work or going on the internet and looking for it. This picture has been part of a video which shows a teenage boy's acts as a surviving member of the Los Angeles family. So they had a boy, a son. They had a fake... Hold up. They had a fake actor that showed a teenage boy acting like he was a surviving member of the family. Wow. Sarah has never heard of the boy. She has no idea who the boy is. The company goes on to claim its masks are the most efficient respirators on the market and that they've been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. I'd be hard pressed to believe that. You're going to come out with a day. What's up, Andre? What's good? Welcome to the Stuff Live, bro. You're going to come out here with a with a claim that saying a picture of my family that they dead. And then you're going to be like, oh, okay, that was a lie. But, hey, our masks are approved by the FDA. I don't believe nothing you say no more. Okay? No. Not today. That is no bueno. That is no bueno. That is terrible. It's funny, but it's not funny. And it's sad, too, because of the same... Again, like I said, the fear-mongering is so strong. It is so strong. People don't want to believe anything and do anything to spread whatever they want, however they want, whenever they want. And it isn't cool. It's not funny, but it's funny because it's ironic more than any. The fact that she saw herself and saw she was dead on the thing, that's what got me. But it's like, man, Andre, what's good, fam? How you doing, bro? It's good to see you. Doing well. Testing out this live thing. Might be a regular thing. We'll see. So anyway, that was the dumb stuff on the internet that I saw this week. That one topped the cake for me. Y'all don't be laughing. Araceli on Facebook, hello, hey. Dennis, what's up, bro? Man, I see everybody got a lot of some folks on Facebook more watching the show here, which is cool. That's cool. Dennis, that's my homie used to work with at the hotel back some time ago. And Adeseli's a good friend of mine, so good to see some folks here on the stuff. Yeah. So if you guys are popping in, joining in now, it's been a while since I've gone live. You can go back and watch the show later on. It'll be on Facebook. It'll be on it's live on YouTube. So that video is going to be up on YouTube that you can go back and watch it as well. And you know, all that. So, and on Instagram, at least for a little bit on Instagram. So you can watch that there on IGTV. Hopefully, I'm gonna see if I can figure out how to put it on IGTV. I think that'd be cool. Anyway, so before I go into the last segment, and before I go into the giveaway, I'm gonna give you guys some more shameless plug and a promotion. Again, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Make sure you guys sign up for those, because I'll be doing more of these in the future. Like I said, the next live show I'm most likely going to be doing is a show over Zoom, where I'll be inviting a certain number of people into the room with me, and we're going to have a podcast together, and we're just going to be chopping it up, and it's going to be funsies. It's going to be funzos, and it's going to be great. So in order to get in on that, though, you got to be following the brother so that you know when the stuff is recording again. Okay? And you can listen to the podcast on all the major platforms. I'm on Apple. I'm on Google Podcasts. I'm on Spotify. I'm also on all the major Stitcher, all of them. So you find me, look up the Stuff Podcast Show. I am right there on Twitter, the Stuff IDW. So if you guys see anything that you guys want to shoot to me, you can shoot me a message through all the social media outlets and also through my email at thestuffpodcastshow@gmail.com. Shoot me some funny stuff. I like to get some things from folks to talk about on the show, because like I said, as I'm trying to grow this community, I want the show to be about what you guys like and what you guys enjoy as well. So if you guys find dumb stuff on the internet you guys want me to talk about, or some issues that you want me to speak on, I will be more than happy to do so. All right. So I am going to again give everyone here a millisecond to say hey, or to ask me any quick questions that you like. before I move on to the winner of the giveaway that I'm doing. Yeah, because it's almost, it's about that time. It's giveaway time. So if you're trying to leave, don't do that. Don't do that. You mess around here and lose, because you got to be here with me right now in order to get the giveaway. So like I said, I'm going to go through it again. What is in this giveaway? What is it? You're going to get a Stuff Podcast Show tote bag. Okay? And in that tote bag is going to be stuff. Stuff. Okay? Works. You're going to get, ooh, Eli Libby. What's up, my man? What's good? Okay? You're going to get stuff in it. What's going to be in the stuff? You're going to get Starbucks. Why? Because I'm a coffee snob. I'm assuming everybody else is a coffee snob too, in some ways, for some way, form, or fashion. And if you're not a full coffee snob, I know you at least want to be one. So you're getting the paper filter, and you putting it inside of the thing, and you put the Folgers in, and you pouring the water over. That's what you do during quarantine when you ain't got that Starbucks money, or don't want to feel like wearing a mask. You know, that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? So you know, that kind of makes you feel like you're on a coffee snob life. But I'm gonna help you get on that life in a little bit of ways by giving out a Starbucks gift card. I'm also going to give out an Amazon card, because I know during this quarantine, everybody's ordering stuff they probably shouldn't be ordering, you know, because they ain't got the money for it. But I'm going to give you a little bit of money for it. Why? Because I can't Stuff Podcast Show. And, you know, I love my loyals. You know, that's what I call my fans, by the way. You guys are called loyals, okay? So if you guys see me saying that, that's what you are, the loyals. Also, you're going to be getting a t-shirt or a hoodie, depending. In fact, I'll let the winner decide what they would like to get. If you'd like to get a t-shirt, or you would like to have the hoodie. Okay? Alright? If you want to, let me grab the t-shirt, so you can see the t-shirt at least. Okay? This is the Stuff Podcast Show t-shirt. Now, this is available in white as well. White, black, and for the ladies, pink. Okay, so I will let the winner decide what they would like to have in their stuff bag. Now, included also in this giveaway bag as well is just not those things. Stuff Podcast cares. Stuff Podcast knows that you're going through a troubling time. So you're going to get some quarantine stuff too. Why? Because it's essential. Just like I have been for the last couple months having to work at my doggone job. Let's not get into that conversation. But we gonna, my mama just sent me a text. But you're gonna get hand sanitizers. Okay, hand sanitizer. You're gonna get a mask or two. You're gonna get, toilet paper. Yeah, you getting toilet paper. Why? Because that ain't no more. You ain't no more. You're gonna get one good roll of toilet paper. You should probably use it as the last roll of the current toilet paper you have. Like, you know, like very last resort. You know, I wouldn't use it right away. Just have it and be like, oh, I got no paper. Where's the paper at? Can you give me a toilet? There's one up on top of the shelf. I want from the podcast. Get it. Yeah, please. So there's that. So the quarantine goodies. And also is going to have a cheap movie of my choice. I'm going to just get a movie from somewhere and just chuck it in there. Brand new. Random movie, just chuck it, Blu-ray or DVD, something, just back, you know, and you watch it, you know, while your face mask is on, you're wiping your hands, you're wiping your butt, you know, I mean, you can do all that multitask. You got a TV in your bathroom, you can do all those things at the same time, you know, and really take advantage of this quarantine time, you know, it's a possibility. Anyway, let me shut up, and I'm going to announce the winner right now. So, I'm going to have you all do something for me right now. If you guys, I need everyone. First, I'm going to go to YouTube. Everyone on YouTube right now, type in the word loyal so I know how many of you guys are in the chat. Instagram, have you guys, who is all on right now physically, type in the word loyal so that I know how many of you are on. Facebook, if you guys are on right now, I need you to type in the chat the word loyal so that I know how many of you are on. Once I do that, I will have my tally. I'm going to do it old school. I'm going to do it like I'm going to take a sheet of paper and I'm going to write down names. I'm gonna do this super, super old school, so that people don't know. Oh, you're just choosing your friends. I don't do that. I'm not like that. I don't roll that way. This is a functional situation. Get out of here. Okay. Rip it in half. Rip it in half. Rip it in half again. Rip it in half. Rip it in half. Rip it in half. Y'all gonna go back on this, on that, on these comments and be like, this dude is ridiculous. He's just on this podcast the whole time, just acting a nut, acting a fool. I can't take him seriously. Yeah, you can. You can. Be loyal. Be loyal. All right. So starting first with Instagram's loyal Buckaroo Brothers. Buckaroo. I'm gonna call you Buckaroo. Okay. One. Loyal. But let me see. Can you see that? You see that? Let me see. Make sure you see it. Buckaroo. There you go, Buckaroo. You see that, bro? See that, Buckaroo? Okay. Let's make sure you see it on the fit, on there. Okay. All right. That's the only one in the YouTube. All right. So over on Instagram, Loyals. Armor. Ames. _ You're on Instagram. Go follow my homegirl Amy on Instagram. She's got an awesome business she's just starting up called Curly Head Works, where she makes these awesome crafts, these awesome mementos. You guys should go check that out. Very cool, very affordable. And she's even going to go in and start making stuff for dudes too, because why? Dudes like crafty stuff too. And we want crafty things. We want to be a little masculine, but we like crafts. So check that out too. I'm gonna leave again show notes. I'm gonna have all that in there. So Ames, that is, it's all bright, can't even see it, but that's your name, girl. Okay. All right, that's the only one in Facebook, that's the only one on Instagram who typed in the word loyal. Means you came in, you're gone, or you're not listening, you're not paying attention, you're gonna lose. Okay, now I'm gonna go down to Facebook. All right, let me go back up here real quick. Okay. LaTanya. I know, you know what? This is a long drawn out process, but I think this is fun. This is building up anticipation for you guys. Be like, ooh, who's going to win? I don't know. You know? Let's see here. Toya Young. Now, Young, you my cousin? I think you might be my cousin. All right. That's your name, LaTanya. Scott Young. Yes. That is you. Love y'all. Eli Libs. That is your name. Seth. Nibblance. That is your name. Oops. Oh, Adriana Yanez and Raul. What's up, guys? How y'all doing? If you guys are in chat right now, type the word loyal in the chat. If you're on Facebook, if you came on, I'm in the middle of a giveaway right now. Type it in. So, Dre Andre. That's yours. That's your name. That's your name. Okay. All right. So, doing my stuff podcast bag giveaway right now. Want everybody. I'm be nice. You got 5 seconds to put your name, put the word loyal in the chats right now, if you have not already done so. Okay. That'll enter you into the giveaway. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, that's it. Nobody's putting the word loyal. All right, so taking all the names, following them up, putting them in cut. Why? Because I can. putting them in the cup. That's a name. That's in the cup. That's a name. Another name. That's in the cup. That's a name. Oh, snap. Fell on the floor. Almost lost and get picked. Been on the floor. Another name. Done. And no. Okay. Buckaroo. Okay. In the balled up. Oh, yeah. Lost. Done. Okay. Shaking up the cup like a backgammon. Like the game of backgammon. Yeah, I feel like I'm part of a Mexican band. The only reason why I know I'm not part of a band because there ain't like 22 other dudes behind me. But, you know, it's all good. I'm on one man band. One man band. Okay, stop shaking the cup. Now it's time to pick a new person. Okay. Okay. Here it is. I'm going to pick the name of the winner. The winner of the first Stuff Podcast Live giveaway is from Instagram, Amos. Amy, you know what this light, man? It is killing me right now. Amy, I pulled your name, girl. Amy, off Instagram. Congratulations, you just won my giveaway. Yay! Congratulations. Everybody be good sports. Don't hate, appreciate, and clap. Loyals, aloha to all. Like, be cool. Be cool. Clapping time, yay. All right. Every time I go live, I'm going to do a giveaway. It won't be as big as this one, but I'll be giving away something. Why? Because I feel like I should get back to my loves in some way and do that. So, yeah. So, Amy, first off, thank you very much for being a loyal member of the show. Thank you so much for... you know, watching. She's a person that's been watching my show for quite some time, so it's kind of fortuitous that she was able to win the show. She's one of those ones, when I took a break for a minute, she's like, when's your show coming back on? When are you coming back? I was like, I'm just, you know, girl, like, I just gotta do me. I gotta be good in mindset and everything. But every week she was on me, making sure, and she was that motivation to kind of be like, okay, so there are people that listen, there are people that care. So that is awesome. So I appreciate that. Congratulations to you, Amy, for winning the giveaway. So based on that, guys, I'm going to wrap it up for today's episode of the Stuff Podcast Show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. Facebook, I got a lot of people coming on from Facebook. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to hang out with me today. It's experimental. Please evolve with me through this process. This is brand new stuff that I'm trying. This whole live thing, you know, it's not something that I'm gonna do all the time, but I want to do it, you know, more often than not. So, you know, I'm going to keep continually having this and hopefully building up the community. So I appreciate you guys being there with me through the show and everything like that. I appreciate it so much. And so make sure you subscribe to the show, tell people about the show, and you know, support me in whatever way that you can to help keep the show going and get this community thriving. Okay, so thank you all again so much. You guys have a good day, a safe day. Kiss your loved ones and your family if they're with you. Please be safe, be obedient, and do not do stupid things, okay? Just don't. It's not worth it. Stay inside, stay home, and I will see you guys next time on the Stuff Podcast Show. Get off. Bye.
This is so great.
You guys have been so kind, so patient, so loyal, so real, so ride or die. And I just want to show you guys my appreciation, tell you guys my appreciation for you guys that are still here, that are still with me every single week. And especially those of you who have been sitting patiently waiting during my hiatus. I had to take some time off for myself to figure out how I wanted to do everything and come back to give you guys a quality show every single week, give you guys some kind of value about stuff that you guys want to hear me talk about. I want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for not only being patient with me and waiting for me and still being here, but also for still taking the time out of your day to listen whenever that is, whether it be early in the morning, whether it's at the end of the day. You guys are here. And without you guys, I would not have a podcast to do. Well, Laz, I would have a podcast to do. I would do the podcast. I just wouldn't have audience members listening. And so without you, I would have no audience, no platform to talk on. I'd just be me talking to myself like a crazy man. There are so many things that I have in the works right now that I'm working on. I do have my own personal side projects that I'm working on. But as I mentioned before, there are going to be t-shirts coming out very soon. I would love for you guys to support the show. And if you're down with the Stuff Podcast Show, I would love for you guys to support that. I will let you all know when that is coming about and when that is ready to go, as you guys will be the first to know. And I'd love to see your support. And I will be having a contest where I will be giving away these shirts once I make them out and available to everyone. So again, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to the show today. Thank you for taking your time out again to listen to me and hear what I have to say every single week and just being there. I can't express how much I appreciate it. And you guys are the reason why I do what I do and why I keep doing what I do and why I love it so much. So anyways, with that said, thanks again, and I will see you all next week on the Stuff Podcast Show.